One religion is in trouble. US has got one religion. The Western world has got one religion, which is Christianity. The Middle East has got Islam as their only religion. The East has got Buddhism or Christianity as their religion. It is only India which is multicultural, multi-religious. We did not thrust, the independence was thrust upon us by the Muslim League. They wanted a separate state for themselves. And having done that, then it was Nehru's fault to have declared India as a secular country. Today, 99% of the politicians are bending backwards to appease the minorities, as if there is no other agenda, there is no development, nothing else. The first thing that they start is, we are a secular state. Who the fuck cares you are a secular state or not? Britain is not a secular state, they are a developed country. Germany is not a secular state, they are a developed country. Italy, France, Canada, America, name it. What has secularism got us? Hindu by nature is secular, that's why 1,000 years we have been ruled by marauders. We don't need to be preached and taught secularism by these Johnnies. It is all a question of suppressing the majority. And when they find a messiah in Modi, why is everybody today up in arms? This is one community which has been subjugated, has been humiliated, has been massacred, our temples destroyed, our books destroyed. This is an old civilization, 10,000 year old. I have friends in UK, in Germany, in Italy. I was working in Munich for 3.5 years. And everybody in Europe appreciates and accepts this fact that when you guys had universities in India, we were out cavemen out here. India was left behind because of the fact that British ruled us at the time when the Industrial Revolution was happening world over. My grandfather was one of the second largest steel manufacturers in the country after Tata's. And we were so heavily restricted by the British government not to allow, not to manufacture more. We were not even allowed to manufacture screws and nails, which used to be imported from Sheffield and Manchester and Bristol. That is what India has come out from. And this is one first prime minister we have had who looks at India first, and we are accusing him. He happens to be Hindu. So be it. It's a 10,000 year old country. It is, Hindus belong here. Where else will they go? There are close to 70, 80 countries who are Christian and Catholic. There are 50 countries which are Islamic. Show me one Hindu country. If one does not assert Hinduism here, everybody has a problem here. Nobody goes and says the same thing to Vatican, to Saudi Arabia, to America. Why only here? And if that wasn't the case, today we would be focusing on development. We are not, because half the time the fight is anything that he does is seen with the prism of Hinduism. Ram Janmabhoomi has been hanging fire for 350 years. Can you imagine the same thing happening in Rome? I tell my Christian friends, you were saying that we must build a school or a church or a university or a hospital in Ram Janmabhoomi. I said, you ask your Pope if he can give me one square foot of tile of Shiva or Krishna to be put in Vatican. No, your holy place is holy place. Our holy place is negotiable. Why is it so? Ask Mecca, ask Saudi Arabia if they can permit me one small om in anywhere in Saudi Arabia. No. So mine is mine, ours is mine, yours is negotiable. That is what the stance is. And the Hindus are slowly waking up to that fact, which the rest of the world has been practicing for eons. And that's why now everybody now suddenly wants everybody no religion. Why no religion? Every country has got its own religion. That's its identity. And moreover, Hinduism is not about religion, it's a way of life. Good day. We'll have this conversation later. I'm getting late.